You think it takes time, but it actually takes alignment. What a time to be alive. No, what a time to be aligned. Wagwan, wagwan, wusuf, wusuf. How are you guys feeling? How are you guys doing? Are you feeling hyre? Are you Gucci? Because I'm Gucci. How are you guys doing? Welcome, 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 and welcome back to another amazing, amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. It's literally 4 a.m. Like, I'm so crazy. What's up with me with these crazy recording hours, though? Like, someone, what's up, though? But I've come to realize I've been interacting with a lot of creatives of late, and I've actually realized that I'm not the only night owl. A lot of creatives are actually night owls. So, yeah, I feel validated, actually. So, yeah, welcome to this new episode. This is episode 128 more. Should we start the 200 episode countdown so that I can give my nikwena psych manze nikwena energy? So we are 80 episodes away to the 200th episode. But welcome to episode 120. Thank you for all the love you guys are showing me on my pod. Like, nowadays I just record and then I leave, and then I come and check the next time I'm recording. I come and check and I see, okay, guys are listening, and it's not from Kenya. Guys are listening from like South Africa, from Nigeria. My guys from Nigeria, my day ones, there are people listening from, I saw Ireland. Where is even Ireland, bro? Where is Ireland located? Then there's what country? US, of course. Definitely I have my people in the US of A. Mulikata mnili apply green card mukanilenga mukasema, you want to leave Kenya for who? You want to leave Kenya for who? So shout out to my USA people. Which country did I see again? I saw some Tanzania. Okay, that's new. Jukwa kizungu wapo kidogo. So yeah, that's new. Yeah, so shout out to each and everyone listening to Unspoken Podcast from across the world. I said the other day, man, if there's like, I was supposed to tweet, like I said, in this life, make sure you listen to Unspoken at least once. Like, tell someone, tell a friend to tell a friend. Like, in this life, make sure you listen to Unspoken at least once in your life. Like, at least if you have never listened to Unspoken, please just tell someone to, if you listen to this, and then just tell someone who's never listened. Just in this life, please try and make a point to listen to Unspoken Podcast at least once in your lifetime. Anyway, welcome to this new episode. I am your host, Awino. I'm starting this podcast on a very high note because your baby girl is now a TV girlie. Ask her for me. So I actually made my TV debut. Okay, I told you on the last episode, but yeah. So I made my TV debut on Saturday, which is so crazy. And it got me asking myself, it got me thinking, like, baby girl, how did you get here? Because never in my wildest dreams would I have thought I would be on TV as a host. I used to think I would be on TV. If I was to make it on TV, I'll be like an actress. But as a host, that is not something I saw happening anytime soon, not even this year. So it really got me thinking, like, when this happened, and then by the way, I told you guys how, like, I won't believe it until I saw it, and then it happened, and I'm like, it was like a full circle moment for me. I was asking myself, like, how did I get here in the first place, man? How did I get here? And then it just got me thinking about my journey as a podcaster, as a content creator in general. And I think, and I felt like, yeah, I think everything I was doing was leading me here, because I started off in radio and then I did podcasting. And then, oh my gosh, I've been everywhere. I've been discussing with my friend the other day how nowadays when I go to like a creative space, a space where there are artists, like, I can't miss someone that I know. Like, when I go somewhere where there are content creators, there are artists, actors, like anywhere in any creative space, I can't miss like seriously, because I'm saying Joe, I can't miss pointing out someone that I know, which just went to show that actually I've had a long journey as a creative. Like my journey has taken me to places. I've met a lot of people, and then when I got this TV gig, it got me thinking, like all those things that were happening, they were aligning with my vision. They're aligning with each and every, they're aligning with the things I love to do. Like things are just adding up pole. Like I said in another episode, like life is just one big puzzle, and the moment you're born, the puzzle, the pieces, the dots start connecting one by one. That's why today we're talking about something very serious: alignment. I know this is not like a strange word. This is a word you've come across a number of times. Today we're talking about alignment and how it is important for you to be aligned with the things that you want to do. Like I was even seeing someone on TikTok said, stop praying for things, pray for alignment. The moment you start praying for alignment, baby, hey, things are gonna work in your favor. Now that's when you call it God's favor is upon you. Now that's when you call it God's grace. Alignment looks like, it's more like God's favor, God's grace. It's like, it's a state of being in sync. Like when your thoughts, your values, your action and goals are working together in harmony. Like everything is just aligning. Everything is just going so well. Like, oh my God. Like God, don't stop and let, like, oh my, like things are just happening. Like the things you're doing, your goals are working together in harmony. Your life is in sync. You're mentally aligned. Your beliefs match your thoughts. You're emotionally aligned. You honor your feelings instead of suppressing them. Your alignment also includes your behaviors. Your actions reflect your core values. You are spiritually aligned, which is very important. In fact, we should start with that. Being spiritually aligned, very important. Like you feel connected to something greater, like a purpose. You have a purpose. You feel peace. You have faith. Let's talk about alignment, guys. Let's talk about alignment and how it's very important, because alignment helps, like you, when you're aligned, you feel at peace. Like, you know, you no longer need external validation. You're motivated. You just feel like, oh my God, you're just so moved. Because alignment means, being aligned means your goals go together. Your things are working for you the way you want them to. Like, everything is in sync. Your thoughts, your values, your actions, your goals, all of them are working together in harmony. So when you're aligned, you're motivated because everything is working together in harmony. You're just excited to see that. Like, you're just excited to go to work if it's work. You're excited. Like, life has a meaning. Life feels vibrant. You like everything that you do. Like, you have, like, you feel like your life has some flavor. Like, life feels like it's worth living when you're aligned. That's why I wanted to share with you guys, like, this topic on alignment, because I've been feeling like things are aligning for me lately, and I won't lie, yeah, things are aligning for me lately. Like when I got this TV gig, and then I got into film school, and then I got into podcasting academy, like everything was aligning. And the crazy thing is that they all happened at the same time, and I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. It was so crazy. I was like, okay, this is what I prayed for. But that's what I'm saying. Pray for things. Don't stop praying for things. Pray for alignment. Like, ask God. That's honestly, I pray, that's always something I don't miss in my prayers. I ask God, God, align me with the right people. Align me in the right places. Align me in each and everything that I do. I need to be in alignment with the plans that you have for me. Once you do that, oh my God, once that you include alignment in your prayer, once you pray for alignment, baby, things are gonna just start working. Like, so alignment is very important. So how do you know you're aligned, though? How do you know you feel energized instead of feeling drained? like I said, life has a meaning. Life feels vibrant. You make decisions with clarity, not fear, because you know, okay, this is I'm on the right track. So you make decisions with clarity. Your actions reflect your values and long-term vision. Exactly. Like where, okay, I'm using myself as an example. One thing, if you're an avid speaker, you listen to Unspoken, you know, the things I talk about on this podcast, that's why this podcast is about personal development, are personally related to me and how I'm developing, how I'm growing as a person. And I'm taking you guys with me on this journey. So that's why I got this info for this pod, for this episode specifically. So your actions, when you're aligned, your actions reflect your values and long-term vision. So when I got this TV gig, at the same time I got the podcasting academy, these are things that I love doing. These are the things I'm currently doing. These are the things that they reflect my long-term vision. I want to be in the film industry in the long term. I want to be an actor. I want to be maybe a filmmaker. I want to be, of course, podcasting is a lifetime thing, man. This thing is for life. We're doing this for life. So that is also definitely reflecting my long-term vision. So that's how you know I'm aligned. So these things happen. I was like, oh, alignment. Thank you, God, for alignment. Like, you have peace when you're aligned. You have peace over pressure. You're not pressured over us. Simple things, even in the middle of hard work, as long as you know you are aligned, it's just peace over here. Like, you're just so peaceful. You don't care. Like, you don't submit to pressure. You're just peaceful because you know things are gonna work out in my favor because I'm aligned with the. So we need to seek areas. There are a lot of areas, by the way, we need to seek alignment in. First of all, mind, body, and spirit. Very important. Are your thoughts, actions, and inner beliefs in sync? Ask yourself, are your thoughts, actions, and inner beliefs in sync? So you need to get your mind, body, spirit aligned. That's where you seek God. That's where you pray. Okay, I know you're listening. Maybe you're not a Christian listening to this. So if you know your religion, I'm speaking from a Christian perspective. As a Christian, you need to have that center, like have a higher meaning. Pray to higher being, which is God. Pray to God. Let God be the center of your life, be so that you can have the Holy Spirit in you, so that you can align mind, body, and spirit. And then another area, career or purpose. That's another area you need to seek alignment. Of course, definitely very important. I feel like our career makes, is it 88%? Those are my statistics. Don't misquote me. Don't quote me. But I'm saying, I think our careers basically makes us, man. Of course not fully, but 88%, let's say 80% of us is our career, our purpose, definitely. The thing you are brought on this earth to do, that's your career. So are you doing what fulfills you or what just pays the bills? And I know we can excuse you here because, okay, in this government of ours, the Kenyan economy, sometimes you have to do things just to pay the bills. I understand that. Even with the times, okay, but not now. Nowadays, I don't just do things to pay the bills. And I'm happy because I am aligned and I've come a long way. That's why, and it's, by the way, alignment is not like a one day, it's not like a one day thing, like it's a one moment thing. It takes practice. It's alignment is not a destination. It isn't a destination. It's a practice. It's okay to pause, adjust, and begin again. It's not a destination. It's a journey. It's a practice. You get there. Like, even to get here, that's what I was saying. I started the podcast, the episode, saying how my journey has been long. Like, I was just sitting there and thinking, yo, awiti umetoka far, man. I have come from far. When I even start thinking about my journey as a podcaster, my journey as a creative, since I started, like, my theater, my film, my creative journey has been long. I remember sitting now here, I'm thinking, okay, my journey actually didn't start when I started, actually, when I was in campus, when I chose my course. It actually started way back when I was in high school, when I started now realizing that I have this talent for being a content, for being a, like, being in the art industry. That's when my journey started. So it's been a long journey. It's not been a destination. It's been a long journey of constantly finding myself, finding my voice, finding my identity, knowing who I am, knowing what I like, knowing what aligns with me. It has been a constant journey. It's been a long journey, honestly. And even the other day, my friend, I have to read this. He listens to my podcast. He is a big fan of my podcast. Like I said the other day, people who listen to Unspoken, yo, those are my favorite people in this world. Those people who support me, they listen and then they learn and then they are impacted by my stories. Bruh, I will say, if I get you people, I don't know what I'll do to you guys. So this friend of mine, he's called Bruno Akora. Shout out to you, Bruno man. Bruno knows where I have come from, man. So he's texting me when I announced my TV debut the other day. He sent me a text. I'm actually quoting it. He sent me a text on WhatsApp and said, "Awiti on screen. Seeing this reminds me of a conversation we once had. The question was, how will you feel when you see me on TV hosting a show? It's time to test the feeling. I'm more than happy." Alili, congratulations, Asito. So I had even forgotten about this conversation we'd had with him. Like, when was that? 2022, either 2022 or 2023, one of those years. So that's like maybe basically 2 to 3 years back. I don't remember us having this conversation, but he actually never forgot this conversation. I think you were just randomly talking when I was talking about, when you're talking about the dreams you have, the things you want to do in life. I think I randomly told him that, yo, how will you feel when you just see me on TV hosting a show? I think I mentioned it just randomly and I forgot about it. And then years later, he's seeing me announcing my TV debut and he was like, bro, this is crazy. I just remember this conversation that you had. And I was like, I don't even remember this conversation, but I think we had this conversation because we've talked about more. That is someone I've always shared my dreams with so much. So he was right. So it was so crazy. The things I just randomly talked about, someone never forgot. So, man, shout out to you, Bruno. And yeah, look at me. I had this dream. I had all these things back when I didn't even know I was ever gonna have them, when I was ever gonna achieve something of this level, when I was ever gonna be in such a platform. But then there were things I was doing that were aligning, they were just leading me to this moment. Especially, honestly, I got that gig because of this podcast, man. I got that gig because of the whole, he told me, man, I love your pod, I saw your pod, and I want you to be my co-host. So those things are just aligning. So we've talked about areas you need to fill, the areas you need to, in your life, you need to seek alignment. That's mind, body, spirit, career, or purpose. We just finished that. So we're talking about, how are you just doing what fulfills you, or just doing what pays the bills? Okay, as long as you're gonna do things that pay the bills, please try and do things that, please try and make time for things that fulfill you. Okay, as long as you're gonna do things that pay the bills, please make time. One thing I know for sure, you can crucify me, but one thing I know for sure, we as human beings will always create time for the things that we love. Oh my God, that is the truth. We will, you, as long as you're passionate about something, my friend, even if you're working 9 to 5, 5 to 9, I'm tired. So there's also that. So are you doing what, like, make time for your what I know, we all, even as the way we make time for the people that we love, make time for the things that you love. That's one way you're gonna seek alignment in your life. As long as you're gonna, okay, I'll excuse you, because man, Maisha, bills gotta be paid no matter what. Bills gotta be paid. You gotta do what you gotta do. So as long as you're gonna do something that pays the bills, as long as you don't like it, try and do something that fulfills you, something that you love, your passion. And as you continue doing them, maybe you're getting it a jeeper. The thing that passion that you're doing, that you love, you're chasing, it's gonna maybe something's gonna happen, and then you can reach a point where you're gonna stop doing things that pay your bills and you don't like. So yeah, that's career and purpose. Another area you need to seek alignment: relationships, baby. That's friendships, romantic relationship. Do your friendships, ask yourself, do your friendships and romantic relationships support your authentic self? Ask yourself that. Relationships. Have you ever been in a relationship where you don't align, man? Like, you adi mnajiuliza eh, na tulipatana aje, like what attracted me to you bruh, like we literally don't align, like I don't even know how we got here. So even friendships, so do your friendships and romantic relationships support your authentic self? So that's another area you need to seek alignment. And then habits and routines, very important. Do your daily choices support your goals or sabotage them? Do your daily choices support your goals or sabotage them? Because this is what is going to make or break you. This is what is going to determine if you're going to go there. To be aligned, do your daily, hey, this is, let me give myself as an example, because I'm the only person, I don't know anyone who can give an example from, I'm giving you example from my real life experiences. So do your daily choices support your goals or sabotage them? So like the my journey leading me to getting this TV gig is mostly contributed by this podcast, and I usually show up for the pod, like this podcast was like a grooming, it was grooming me to be on TV, or maybe it's even grooming me maybe for other bigger things. Like TV is not like the limit, the sky limit. Like it's I'm sure it's still grooming me for bigger things. But what I'm trying to say, my daily choices, me choosing to be consistent on this podcast. Truth be told, if I hadn't been consistent on the pod, if I'd maybe even given up on the pod maybe 2 years ago, I wouldn't have gotten the TV gig. Definitely, that's true. So do your daily choices support your goals or sabotage them? What does your routine look like? Do they align with the goals that you have? Do they align with the dreams that you have? Do they align with your passions? Ask yourself that. And then, correct. That's an area of life you need to seek alignment on. And then, misalignment. What does misalignment feel like? Misalignment feels like anxiety. It feels like chronic fatigue. You're always so tired, man. You don't even have gist for life. You don't have strength for life. You don't have that energy, that zest for life. You are so you're always anxious. You keep on procrastinating. You're constantly second guessing yourself. You feel like you're performing instead of living. Like your life is just a circus. That's what misalignment feels like. Like when you're about to go to work and then you're like, oh my god, not again, not another day when I have to go and deal with the HR that I hate and who hates me. Not another day that I got to sit in front of my computer and do the things that I don't like. That's what misalignment feels like. You're constantly tired. You are constantly anxious. You're constantly second guessing yourself. So if that's you, baby, sorry to say this, but I think you are misaligned. You need to go back to the drawing board. Pray for alignment, okay? And then you can now realign after praying. Okay, you can, it's good, you can, misalignment is allowed, but as long as once you know that you're misaligned, now you need to get back on track and realign yourself. Reflect, what areas feel off? What areas in my life feel off? What am I not doing right? Like, what's up with me? What's up? Like, sit. Hapo ndo unajita mkutano kidogo. Unajitwa kidogo, unajita mkutano. Unajiuliza, what areas of my life feel off? What routines, what small shifts do I need to make in my routine? What boundaries do I need to set? My mindset, do I need to work on my mindset? Courage, do I need to let go of other people? Do I need to let go of parts that no longer serve me? Ask yourself. You need to get back on track. You need to realign yourself. You need to reflect things that feel off. After that, I think if you do that, get the courage to let go of people, by the way, who don't align with what you want. Get the courage to let go of parts that no longer serve you. You are allowed to do that for you to realign. Okay. Basically, that's just the episode. I hope you've learned something, basically. So alignment isn't a destination. Like I said, it's a practice. It's don't be so mad at yourself. Like, okay, now I'm here. I'm saying, hey, now Awiti is so, like her. She's so aligned. Now look at her. She's on TV. Look at her podcast is growing. And then you're sitting there with yourself and saying, and what about me? I have nothing going on for me. I don't even know what I want. What's my alignment? So alignment is a decision. Don't look at other people and say, okay, your life looks good. You seem aligned. Like, okay, I'm happy, like your life is going good, great for you, but you yourself, you're not working on yourself. So So alignment isn't a destination. It's a practice. It's something that you need to practice on a daily. And I've given you the things you need to work on, the areas that you need to work on to be aligned. Okay. And it's okay to pause, adjust, and begin again. You are allowed, man. It's life. As long as you are alive, like I usually say, I always say, as long as you're alive, there's always room for redemption. So it's okay to pause, adjust, and begin again. So what's one area of your life that feels out of alignment? Ask yourself that. And what small change can you make after listening to this episode? Okay, anyway, that's what I came to tell you guys today. Be aligned. Pray for alignment. Don't pray for things. Don't just be going there and blabbing. Pray for alignment. Pray for God to place the right people that align with the purpose, with your purpose, align with the goals you have, align with the actions, align with the things that you love, align with your dreams in life. Pray for alignment. Okay, my loves. Okay, I'm going to have to love and leave it over here. But remember to check my Instagram, Awino Awiti. The Busha content is up and going on my IG, guys. Continue engaging. Support me, man, so that I can work with more brands. Continue engaging. Oh, my YouTube is also up and spoken. I'm cooking things, man. I'm cooking. I wish you guys knew the amount of things I'm cooking. Y'all ain't ready. Y'all ain't ready. Anyway, guys, hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you learned something from this episode, and I'll see you on the next one. Okay, be safe and remember to pray for alignment. Okay, I'll see you on the next episode. Adios.